Hey, Calvary family, this is Pastor Michael Grove here on the Bible Reading app. Today is April 27th, and we are here in the Bible Reading Plan. If you remember, I told you at the beginning of this week that I actually missed a day somewhere, and we were supposed to read Proverbs 16. So today we will read that. So follow along if you can. Otherwise, let me read this over you, and in the end, I'll give you a few thoughts before we end our time together. Here we go. Proverbs 16. To humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked, for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, He causes their enemy to make peace with them. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. In their hearts, human plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. The lips of a king speaks as an oracle, and his mouth does not betray justice. Honest scales and balances belong to the Lord. All the weights in the bag are of His making. Kings detest wrongdoing, for a throne is established through righteousness. Kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value the one who speaks what is right. A king's wrath is a messenger of death, but the wise will appease it. When a king's face brightens, it means life. His favor is like a rain cloud in spring. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. The highway of the upright avoids evil. Those who guard their ways preserve their lives. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. The wise in heart are called discerning, and gracious words promote instruction. Prudence is a fountain of life to the prudent, but folly brings punishment to fools. The hearts of the wise make their mouths prudent, and their lips promote instruction. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. The appetite of laborers works for them. Their hunger drives them on. A scoundrel plots evil, and on their lips it is like a scorching fire. A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. A violent person entices their neighbor and leads them down a path that is not good. Whoever winks with their eye is plotting perversity. Whoever purses their lips is bent on evil. Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained in the way of righteousness. Better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. This concludes the reading of Proverbs chapter 16. Let me give you a quick thought before we end our time together. So the Grove family has a value that we talk about all the time, and it's simply this: want what God wants. In fact, we've incorporated that at Calvary Church into our children's ministry in all the ways that we teach. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness, and everything else will be given to you as well." It's the thought that when we put God first, He takes care of everything else. The problem is we don't always put God first. That's why Proverbs 16 verse 1 says, "To humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue." What is He doing? King Solomon is setting us up for this understanding that there's our way and there's God's way. The problem is, we are constantly drawn to our way, not God's. That's why he goes into verse 2 and says, all a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Do you know that you don't even understand your own motives? You think you know your heart right now. But how many times have you made a decision and then regretted it later? You know why? Because the heart wants what the heart wants. It causes you to chase after things that you don't even know you're chasing after. Our motives control us even when we don't know what our motives are. So that's why he gets to verse 3 and right away brings us into this understanding. He says, commit to the Lord whatever you do. He will establish your plans. Look, it's a simple thought today. We have to submit everything we do to the Lord. Allow him to correct you, rebuke you, shift you, shape you, and mold you. Because if you don't, you will keep chasing after your own heart's desires. What's the problem with our own heart's desires? Well, we don't even know the motives behind them. That's why verse 5 says, the Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. But the good news is this, when we submit ourselves to the Lord, even when we chase after our heart's desires, he corrects them and makes sure they're in line with his plan. Verse 9 says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. See, I can align my heart to be with God, and if it goes off track because that's natural for my human nature, the Lord is the one that will establish my steps. He will correct me and cause me to get back on step even when I'm out of alignment. That's the beauty of submitting to the Lord, my friends. If you do that, he will establish your steps. And when he establishes your steps, the highway of the upright avoids evil. Those who guard their ways preserve their lives. So commit your ways to the Lord today. Allow him to cause your heart to align. And as you want what God wants, allow him to unfold every good gift from heaven above. That's all the time we have left for today. I love you and God bless.